Gilben Sullivan, Pirates of Penzance, and a policeman's lot is not a happy one. Good point. How fit do you have to be to fight crime? That's a question in Britain these days. Police officers in Britain must prove their fitness. Annual tests are held, otherwise they lose pay. A survey found that 53% of them were overweight. One in 100 was morbidly obese. Well, we can talk about that to John Hockenberry, who's in London. John.
Dan, more Pirates of Penzance. That's all I have to say. Yeah. That is great. Well, this is a local story we did this morning, but it really talks a lot about our image of cops and our security image of them. I mean, you've interviewed probably millions of cops in your career, right?
I lived with one as well. My father was a policeman.
Well, there you go. And this proposal that actually for officers in England and Wales to be required to undergo an annual fitness test, it's actually been tried in places around the world, but here in England and Wales, it's a little bit controversial. And we spoke with Simon Reed, who's the vice chairman of the England and Wales Police Federation. And when I asked him about the fitness tests, he sort of went along, but you could tell it was sensitive. Listen.
We're not against the fitness testing. And in fact, many officers currently have annual fitness tests for the roles they perform, such as firearms officers and those officers who deal with disorder, public disorder. I just... concern is, do we need to make sure everyone is at a certain fitness level? Because for certain people doing roles, fitness would not be an issue. Our main concern would be about health. We did have a drive in the service looking at the making officers healthy rather than fit, and I think that's probably more appropriate. But we understand why this is attracting so much attention, because people think that we are unfit, but the majority of officers who need to be fit are fit for the roles they do.
I mean, that's really the issue, you know, the roles that they do. I think there's a concern that it's a brawn over brain idea that's going on in the law enforcement, and that, you know, the idea of Hollywood cops who can, you know, run in those chase scenes without even breaking a sweat. You've seen that, right, Dan?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's just unrealistic, and it doesn't have anything to do with what cops actually need. And, you know, he was very quick to say, Simon Reed was, that they're very, very concerned in the police union and elsewhere about the health of policemen. Listen.
Clearly, they have a program to keep their officers fit, and we'd welcome that. But we don't have any of those facilities or structure here. We don't have welfare departments in most forces now. They've gone as a result of the 20% cut to policing. So we'd welcome if they wanted to bring in a fitness regime, but associated with that, they'd have to bring in the structure to get officers fit and maintain their fitness.
So it's a challenge, and I think it's going to be a difficult proposal going down here, but it certainly raises the question, do you feel more secure if the officers on the beat in your neighborhood are more fit, or do you prefer the sort of maybe sedentary but really brainy cop?
Well, I have to be careful because I'll get arrested, but I was up in 185th Street. It was a very Latin part of New York, and there was a whole bunch of policemen up there. Number one, they looked like they were in enemy territory. I was quite surprised at that. They looked really tense, but frankly, they were a scruffy bunch, and a lot of them were very overweight.
And, you know, I think this has been an issue with the NYPD for years, and I think they're as sensitive about it as the cops are here in the UK. Nobody likes those donut jokes, right?
Thanks very much indeed. That's John Hockenberry, keeping in with the arm of the law in London. This is The Takeaway from New York.